they don't look up to par. I feel like they don't look as well as they should, and that they don't act as they should.
Okay. Have you ever used it in any other sense besides to describe a person?
Yeah, a quiet, easygoing person. You might refer to them as common because, you know, they're quiet and easygoing.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take an old person for a minute, say about 80 years old, who does his farm work or who does her housework and doesn't get tired. You'd say, I don't care how old he or she is, he's mighty
alert or appeared.
All right. The children are out later than usual. You say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
cowardly.
Or a place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is kind of
scary.
If you're talking about a person who is often scared, you might, and who doesn't seem to be scared now, you might say, she isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
Or maybe the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
Have you ever heard that term? Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
goofy.
Or another word for goofy, she acts kind of
crazy.
Or another term, if she's acting really strange, is she might be kind of
nitwit.
Can you think of a word that starts with a Q?
Queer.
All right. If a man is acting very strange, you might say he was acting
queer.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
silly.
Or if he just absolutely wouldn't change for anything, you would say he is very
queer.
Or if
peculiar.
He's arguing peculiar.
Mm-hmm.
If he's arguing with someone, you might say, don't be so. And he won't give in at all. He just will not give up.
Don't be so stubborn.
I guess so. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say, is mighty. You're afraid you might hurt his feelings or he might lose his temper. So you would say he's mighty
peculiar.
All right, what if someone loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong? He's awfully
temperamental.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
If he's a bad temper all the time, he's
ugly.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
wait a minute.
Say you're in a burning building with many people in it. Somebody might say, keep blank and we'll get out of here all right.
Keep calm.
If you have been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
If you're very, very tired, you say you are
give out.
Or you are all
worn out.
If you wear out something, you might say that it is all
rags.
Okay. If you had on a pair of shoes and the soles had holes in them, you would say they're all
holy.
If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
got sick.
Okay. But you don't have to worry. He will be well again
real soon.